Day 1, Democrat to introduce articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. By Joel B. Polak on January 3, 2019. Representative Brad Sherman, DCA, plans to introduce articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump on Thursday, the first day that Democrats control a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. Sherman first filed such articles in 2017, though they had no chance of going anywhere in the Republican-controlled House. Other Democrats joined his effort over the months that followed, without much effect. Sherman, who was until recently considered a moderate, is close to the Bill and Hillary Clinton wing of the Democratic Party. He backed Hillary Clinton over Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in the Democratic presidential primary in 2016, and has adopted hawkish foreign policy positions in the past. But in the 2 years since Trump won the presidency, Sherman has, like some other moderates, become obsessed with removing Trump. The Los Angeles Times reports, Representative Brad Sherman plans to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump on Thursday, the first day of Democratic control of the House. Sherman, D. Northridge, is reintroducing a measure that he first rolled out in 2017. But this year it carries more political significance. The decision of whether to act on it rests with Democrats, not Trump's Republican allies. Sherman's articles of impeachment accuse Trump of obstructing justice by firing former FBI Director James B. Comey, among other wrongdoing. There is no reason it shouldn't be before the Congress, Sherman said. Every day, Donald Trump shows that leaving the White House would be good for our country. Incoming Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has tried to keep impeachment at bay, knowing that it would provoke public opposition. However, left-wing Democrats like Tom Steyer, who may be running for president in 2020, have insisted that impeachment should be the top priority of the new Democratic majority in the House. Any impeachment would have to be confirmed by the Senate in a two-thirds majority to convict and remove Trump, something that is very unlikely to happen, given that Republicans increased their majority in the 2018 elections. Update: newly elected Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, also endorsed impeaching Trump on her first day in office, according to The Nation, which described Tlaib as calling for immediate steps to remove the president from the White House. Each passing day brings more pain for the people most directly hurt by this president, and these are days we simply cannot get back. The time for impeachment proceedings is now, Rep. Tlaib declared.